This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Last night, Bethel City Council voted not to protest the liquor license transfer from Cusco Liquor to the Northwest Company known as AC. The vote was 5-1, with Councilmember Leif Albertson the only member to support the protest. Mitchell Forbes was absent on travel. Vice Mayor Thor Williams said protesting AC would be unfair.
We thank them for giving us money to buy an ambulance, and we thank them for doing other things in the community. I get this mixed message that it's okay to give to us if it's on our terms, but we can't have you do what you're trying to do as a business.
I don't think that the money that we got for an ambulance came close to paying for the calls that we went on with it or the suffering and the economic losses that we had from alcohol use.
That was Albertson's response. He said AC had already shown how it sells alcohol in Bethel.
The best indicator of future performance is past performance.
Albertson's protest was based on statistics that showed alcohol-related incidents like deaths and domestic violence were higher when AC was in business than they are now with Caribou Traders. Representative for AC, Jeff Sykos, didn't think that was a fair comparison.
But it had been the first time to sell alcohol in Bethel for 40 years. And I think it just the newness and the pains and that was a lot of it. We've learned a lot since then.
AC does have a plan to run its alcohol business differently this time around and has outlined those changes in a plan it submitted to the city. Vice Mayor Williams said he agrees that AC made mistakes in the past, but he says shutting them out is not the solution.
Do we want AC to be a better community member? Concerning the sale of liquor in our community, yes. How do you do that? By inviting them into the community and saying, hey, you need to be part of that community.
AC received its conditional use permit from the city 2 weeks ago. Now the retailer only needs approval from the state's Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, which will meet on July 9th to decide whether AC will return to selling alcohol in Bethel. If AC is approved, it may face stricter alcohol laws than last time. The council last night introduced an ordinance to add tighter rules around purchasing and consuming alcohol. These rules include limiting people to buying 2 bottles of hard liquor per day, reducing business hours for stores, and making it easier for police to arrest people drinking in public. And then there's another local option petition. Currently circulating, that petition, led by a group of citizens, aims to restrict alcohol sales in Bethel to only restaurants. After all the alcohol-related business died down last night, the Bethel City Council also learned of 4 proposed new marijuana stores that have provided the city notice of application. One of those proposed stores hopes to operate where the Q2 laundromat used to be, which closed down on Monday. The state's Marijuana Control Board does not set any limit on the number of marijuana licenses it can issue, although the City of Bethel could restrict that number itself. The City Council also has reached an agreement with the state that means the Department of Motor Vehicles will be open for the next 3 days, beginning today. The office has been closed for over a month to hire and train a new employee. The Council approved the lease agreement for the DMV's office building, which will increase the rent to a fair market price. The state has accepted that offer. To end the meeting, Acting City Manager Bill Howell announced that Burke Waldron, the police chief, submitted his resignation. His last day will be Friday. Howell called Waldron a man of great integrity and wished him the best in his next endeavors. In criminal justice news, in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, tribal and village police officers are often hired without training. Many communities lack officers, and turnover can be high. This month, about a dozen of the region's officers attended a 2-week law enforcement course at Bethel's Utlet-Narvik. KYUK attended the ceremony.
Most successful communities are the ones where the communities support their officers.
In a small, dimly lit classroom, 13 officers sit in crisp, new uniforms waiting for their graduation certificates. 2 officers, both in their early 20s, are from Quinnahock.
TPO John K.G. Peter, Quinnahock Police Department.
I love helping the community. I like being a good role model.
Is anyone else here from Quinnahock as well?
Philip Charlie.
I'm Philip Charlie, and I'm 24 years old.
Why did you decide to become a law enforcement officer?
Because of my uncle. He was a TPO, made me realize who I wanted to be.
Philip and John have been working as tribal police officers for about 6 months. They're cousins and close friends. John says when one of them gets a call, they both respond.
We're just partners in crime. We just help each other with everything.
It's critical they help each other. Tribal police officers are the only law enforcement in Quinnahock. The community is dry, but most of their calls involve alcohol. Calls are highest during the first and middle of the month when checks arrive, and most involve the same people. Assault and domestic violence are common. This two-week training is the only formal law enforcement instruction John and Philip have ever received.
Every day I used to be afraid to go to work because, like, I know I could get in trouble if I mess something up.
John says messing something up wouldn't be difficult. To be used in court, things have to be done a certain way. Securing evidence, interviewing suspects, processing assaults. They each have specific steps. The work is dangerous. The officers don't have guns or bulletproof vests. At most, they carry a baton, pepper spray, and handcuffs. Yet, they respond to calls involving guns and other weapons. The training has helped ease John's mind.
I feel a lot of stress is not in me no more, and after coming here and learning how to do reports, responding to calls.
Philip also feels more confident just knowing the basics.
How to protect yourself, how to do paperwork properly, knowing how to break down which Alaska statute laws and what to charge them with, and take control of the situation.
BPO Philip A. Charlie, Quinnahock Police Department.
On graduation day, both officers are ready to return home. There's a question of how long they'll stay in the job. Turnover is high. Who is policing can change dramatically day to day. At the beginning of the year, Quinnahock had 7 officers. When John and Philip left for training, there were 3 officers still in the community. A few days after training began, 2 officers quit, leaving just one. I called this lone officer in the middle of the afternoon on graduation day to see how he was doing. His name is Jared Brown. Did I wake you up, Jared?
Yeah. It's been busy, lack of sleep.
How many hours of sleep have you been able to get?
Between 2 and 5 hours.
He didn't know how many calls a day he'd been responding to. He just said they were coming, quote, every day, all night long. Quinnahock officers are on call 24/7, yet they're only paid for 40 hours a week. They usually work an additional 15 hours unpaid, and the pay isn't much, just $15 an hour. Each has kids and partners to support. When asked how rural Alaska can increase law enforcement in its communities, each officer had the same answer as John.
Most people, they don't want to work because of how low of a pay it is.
The person signing those paychecks agrees. Quinnahock Tribal President Darren Cleveland attended the graduation and couldn't stop smiling.
I am very proud. I pressured them that you guys need to come to this training.
He wants to pay his tribal police more. He wants more officers in Quinnahock.
They can't rest. They're just burnt out.
So you're saying that you're paying them as much as you can?
Yes.
The Quinnahock tribal president says there's no way to pay them more, but there's other ways the community can help, like by supporting the officers and offering training. For now, he's trying to provide as much of these resources as he can. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for the news in Yuktoon coming up.